Okay, so I'd like to call now on the, we were actually just talking about these, the next presentation will be made by the Quebec Cree Council on Forestry. So I'd like to invite, what's her name? Sorry. Miles Smart, the Fish Hunting, Fishing, Trapping Coordinating Committee.
Ah, c'est ça, c'est... C'est pas sont à moyen de pression. C'est des moyens de pression. They have to stop to work. So they're just...
Ah, okay. I think at the very end.
Thank you. Just before I begin, maybe I'd like to, maybe perhaps on behalf of all the guests here today in the community, thank the ladies who kindly prepared the moose meat stir fry for us. Very appreciated. So my name is Miles Smart. I'm the Secretary of the Hunting, Fishing, and Trapping Coordinating Committee, or the HFTCC. I'm here to provide a summary presentation of the HFTCC's comments on the proposed project in relation to the current status and future viability of woodland caribou and adequate protection of their habitat.
Can you first explain maybe to the people in the room?
I will.
What's your committee? And
yeah, I will. I'll just say that a more comprehensive written version will be forwarded to you guys at the end of this week. So as some of you may know, the HFTCC is a wildlife co-management body established under Section 24 of the JBNQA and is composed of Cree, Inuit, Niskapi, federal, and provincial representatives whose principal function is to supervise and regulate the hunting, fishing, and trapping regime established under the JBNQA and also the Northeastern Quebec Agreement. The core guiding principles by which the HFTCC operates and as defined in Section 24 of the JBNQA are the principle of conservation, the principle of the priority of native harvesting, and the native people's right to harvest, all found in Section 24. The principle of conservation is defined as the optimum natural productivity of all living resources and the protection of the ecological systems of the territory so as to protect endangered species and to ensure primarily the continuance of the traditional pursuits of the native people and secondarily the satisfaction of the needs of non-native people for sport hunting and fishing. The JBNQA has numerous provisions relating to the priority of native harvesting and the right to harvest. It provides for only one significant encroachment on this right, that being the application of harvesting restrictions invoking the principle of conservation of a given species. Amongst its responsibilities, the HFTCC may participate in conformity with the provisions of Section 22 of the JBNQA in the assessment of impacts of future development upon the land, wildlife resources, and harvesting, economic implications of such development on non-native and non-native activity related to wildlife resources. And it is in this capacity that the native parties of the HFTCC are providing the COMEX with their general concerns and comments regarding the construction of forest access roads in Cree territory. Just to be clear, the comments I'm about to provide come from the native parties of the HFTCC and are not supported by the provincial or federal parties of the HFTCC. However, the provincial and federal parties did not object to me coming here today on behalf of the native parties. That will be clear in the document forwarded to you. And while woodland caribou are primarily a Cree concern, the Inuit and the Niskapi nonetheless give their support to the Cree position. As you may know, woodland caribou were listed as a threatened species by the federal government in 2002. And was also recognized as a vulnerable species by the provincial government in 2005. In 2012, Tyler Rudolph, who's here today, and others conducted a study for the province and the Cree Nation government by analyzing 10 years of woodland caribou monitoring data. The results revealed an ongoing decline in excess of what is theoretically needed to ensure long-term survival of the species. The study found that road networks are deteriorating critical habitat and decreasing habitat connectivity. In 2014, the Cree Nation government mandated Tyler Rudolph to review protection measures and propose modifications to forestry management. Critical core areas of intensive use by woodland caribou were identified in this study. A conclusion of this study is to completely cease forestry operations in critical core areas until the shortcomings of current protection measures are properly addressed. The native parties of the HFTCC would like to state that while the JBNQA and the NEQA recognizes and protects harvesting rights, it is under the assumption that the protection of these rights includes federal and provincial commitments that development of the resources in the territory would not prevent the pursuit of the native harvesting activities in the territory, nor work against the common objective of conservation of all species, particularly those of great importance to the native peoples. In response to the precarious state of the woodland caribou, the Crees have displayed their commitment to the conservation principle and have voluntarily limited their harvest. However, these self-imposed limitations have been made under the assumption that governments would also take the necessary actions in the best interest of conservation for the species. The cumulative impacts and indirect consequences on caribou habitat must be adequately considered in the assessment and review of industrial activities across Cree territory. In conclusion, and in consideration of the absence of an adequate long-term management plan for woodland caribou, the HFTCC recently adopted a resolution which recommends a moratorium on all current and planned industrial activities in all of the critical core habitat areas in USG. This resolution supports the Cree Nation government's September letter to the same effect, sent to Lauren Lessard, Minister of Forests, Wildlife, and Parks, of which COMEX is aware. I'll be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentation.
I just want to, in your mind, what is, once the caribou have been set aside and protected in terms of the caribou not being harvested and in terms of their habitat not any longer being destroyed, then what is the indicator of the health
Of the herd? I think I'll leave that question to the expert present today, Tyler Rudolph, whose reports I'm citing and summarizing very briefly. I think he'd be the better expert to speak to that.
And we are we hearing this gentleman tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. You're on the list? If you're on the list, you're good. Okay, thank you.
I have a... I guess it's part question and part comment. I'm very concerned when an institution like the Hunting, Fishing, Trapping Coordinating Committee comes here and instead of presenting, I understand the challenge. I had sat briefly on the Hunting, Fishing, Trapping Coordinating Committee. I sit on the COMEX. I've sat on other joint boards, and it is extremely difficult and challenging work because whether we like each other or not, or we, even if we get along, we're given extremely difficult subjects like this. This roads is very, very challenging. And as long as it takes, you know, we have to hammer it out as a group so that what comes out is a better informed Cree population. And the Hunting, Fishing, Trapping Coordinating Committee, James Bay Advisory Committee, all of these committees that were created under the James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement, especially the Hunting and Fishing and Trapping Coordinating Committee, it was supposed to be the vehicle through which the Native Party, the Government of Quebec and Canada bring their concerns and outcomes, joint studies, joint statements, and work that has to be done. So I'm very preoccupied when I hear on this extremely important issue that the Hunting and Fishing Trapping Coordinating Committee comes here divided, admitting they're divided, and I'm hoping in my question that you're going to tell me that there is hope on the horizon and that this issue is very present on the Coordinating Committee's agenda. And even though the Coordinating Committee might be divided right now, is the issue of how to address this on the agenda? You know, is it a question of time? Is it just right now? There's no discussion between Canada and Quebec and the Native parties on this? Or would it be a question of given more time, there would be, you know, some consensus? Because I find it very difficult, especially in the position that I occupy right now, to accept that representatives of these very important signatories to this agreement are sort of abdicating their responsibility. So.
I would say that the Native parties of the HFTCC would agree with you strongly. These are comments I've heard before at work. Why the Quebec party and by default the federal party, which recognizes provincial jurisdiction when it comes to Caribou, so they just go with the flow with Quebec, why they couldn't pronounce themselves, why they couldn't try to reach some sort of compromise, that's a question for them, and I would invite you to address them. On the positive note, while they weren't comfortable supporting the presentation I just gave and the document that you'll receive, they did support me coming here. So that's a kind of compromise, I suppose. That's how I suppose I have to see it. So while it is supposed to be the avenue to come to mutual understanding and recommendations, decisions, it is still a place of politics and negotiation, I suppose.
You have a comment?
Glad you came anyway. We're glad you came anyway.
Tell me, will this conversation be an ongoing conversation inside your organization?
Yeah, Woodland Caribou are a permanent item on our agenda.
So what's the next step? Also, from your perspective, what's your agenda? What's the next step? Are you're waiting for the protection plan, or is that it?
Yeah, the Native parties are waiting for some movement from Quebec regarding permanent protection measures or a long-term plan, recovery plan, or strategy for Woodland Caribou.
And you're the secretary of this committee, eh?
I'm the secretary.
Are you involved in any way in conversations right now on the content of this plan?
I take the notes.
You take the notes of?
Of the committee. So I'm just...
Yeah, that's it. But as an organization, is the...
The HTC is certainly consulted thoroughly when it comes to any management plans or any issues dealing with wildlife. We are...
So have you been formally consulted by some Quebec authorities on a protection plan of the woodland caribou to come?
No, not in my short time at the committee, which is just a year. I know they've been consulted in the past, and I expect them to be consulted in the future if and when Quebec comes with a proposal.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Merci beaucoup.